special recording I've made for you, and therefore a curiosity. It begins with an unpublished poem I wrote for my friend of over 50 years, the Sicilian Parsi composer, Kaikhusru Shapurji Sorabji. One subject of the poem is his composition, Gulistan, which you may know is a collection of poems by the Persian master Saadi. But to me, and I hope to you, there is a special interest in this piece, that is of music, that it is dedicated to me. And I therefore follow the reading of my poem with a recording of Sorabji's Gulistan, played by Yonti Solomon and broadcast by the BBC about a year ago. And I fill the rest of the cassette with passages from letters, those books of mine, that are either addressed to my friend Kaikhusru, or in some other ways reflect my admiration for him. I hope you may be entertained. So I sign myself, yours sincerely, Harold Morland, on the 30th of July, 1980. On hearing the Gulistan of Kaikhusru Shapurji Sorabji, this is no garden, but a spirit's paradise. No streams of rippling sound that play at water. No mere silky subtleties that flourish for the sense to touch like petals, when the ear's enchanted labyrinths lead only to some image of an eye, but a mind's intricacies of formal wonder. Calms the ground of life, but with life's exuberance in being, oh, the streams are there, the flowers in the varying, flowing shapes of sound and perfume, but from the soul of these, in praise of all delight. Once only have I seen, not heard its like, a Persian carpet where all nature was transfigured to its perfection, a space for some wise man to sit and teach disciples quiet for his word, or all in silence listen as the strings pluck from a passing phoenix breast a plume of dancing fire. Yet still a carpet where men kneel for prayer and praise. But here the carpet is transcended. This in three-dimensional sound of praise and joy is music sursum corda. Here is